You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or just simply Happy Holidays from Dove Valley. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me for a holiday edition of Mason's Mailbag, but still focused on football, so let's get started. First question is from N.R. Mendez, who asks, my question is about the O-line. I'm very concerned about pass blocking, or lack thereof. Would you agree that the first pick in the draft should be an O-lineman, or do you think we'll be drafting defense again? Well, I don't think it's just those two possibilities. I mean, you say O-lineman or defense. What if it's a running back? What if it's a tight end, for example? You know, it could be a lot of positions. The bottom line is the Broncos aren't going to pick in the first half of the first round unless they make a trade-up. So you've got to be able to react to how the draft board falls. Look, they weren't expecting that Shane Ray would be a possibility last year, but there he was at number 23, and the Broncos were able to trade up and get him. And the Broncos got a top-10 talent at a premium position because he fell unexpectedly. That's the kind of thing you have to be able to do in the draft. That's why we're sitting here, you know, over 4 months out from the draft to say that they're going to pick an offensive lineman in the first round. It's too early. I mean, you haven't even gotten through free agency yet. And also, you've got to assume that some of the young offensive linemen are going to keep developing. Matt Paradis, Max Garcia, Michael Schofield, Tyson Brialo coming back from a torn labrum. And even if they bring Ryan Clady back, he's not a young lineman, but certainly he's going to be in the mix. I don't necessarily think that the Broncos' solutions for 2016 on the offensive line are going to come from the draft. So, no, I'm sorry. I don't agree that the first pick of next year's draft is going to necessarily be an offensive line. Could be, but there's a lot of directions they could go. Our next question is from Brandon Johnson, talking about some offseason contracts. He says, with all the talent we have up for new deals, who do you see as the top priority signings? Obviously, Von Miller. Is there a way we keep all those guys, and does Brock take a lower starting quarterback, prove it kind of deal? Well, like you said, you start with Von Miller, and John Elway has said he's a foundational player. They don't get something done by February, look for him to get the franchise tag. And as you've seen with the Broncos in recent years, the franchise tag has not been an impediment to getting a long-term deal. Matt Prater, Ryan Clady, and Von Miller last year, they all got long-term contracts, so I expect the same for Von Miller if things end up working out. But then, beyond that, look at the other priorities. Malik Jackson, Derek Wolfe, star on the defensive line. They're so good that, frankly, you're probably only going to be able to afford one of them. You know, good three-technique defensive ends, they're getting pretty pricey. Look at the price tag for Mike Daniels in Green Bay, north of $10 million a year. So you may have to make a tough choice there at that position. Inside linebacker, Brandon Marshall, he's a restricted free agent. What kind of interest he gets depends on what kind of RFA tender he receives. Danny Trevathan, unrestricted free agent. I'm sure they'd like him back, but we'll see what happens there. Again, those guys, good players get pricey. This is just the nature of free agents under a salary cap-based system. Then finally, Brock Osweiler, depending on how he plays. You say a prove-it kind of deal? I think he may have advanced beyond that. We'll see what happens to him later for the rest of the regular season. But with every good game that he has and every bit of promise that he shows, his price tag certainly can go up. Look at some of the bigger contracts that guys like Matt Flynn got a few years back when he only had a couple of starts in his back pocket. And so it's going to bear watching what happens in the offseason. The Broncos have a lot to do and a lot of priorities when it comes to retaining their own free agents. As was the case last year, I think retaining their own is going to be a high priority this year. Thanks for your questions, and if you want in on next mailbag, which will be right around the new year, go to denverbroncos.com/masonsmailbag or hit me up on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskMason. And of course, I am at MaceDenver. Until then, take care, thanks for watching, and happy holidays.